in one parish. Before a pastor began to preach Sunday morning, he thought he should explain why he had a band-aid on his chin. He was saying, "As I was shaving this morning, I was thinking about today's sermon, what to preach. When I lost my concentration and accidentally cut my chin with a razor." He then went on to preach the longest sermon in his life. After the service, one of the boys greeted the pastor and said, "Pastor, next week, why don't you think about your shaving and cut the sermon?" Yes, my friend, we are just 1 week away from the Holy Week and away from our celebration of God's love shown in the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. For us Christians, the season of Lent is a time of special grace to feel the presence of God who cares and loves us. Our response is to transform ourselves and live according to his will. Chapter 12 of John's Gospel is a preparation for the beginning of the Passion narrative, and Jesus has just raised Lazarus from the dead, which inspired many people to believe in Jesus. This event also marks Jesus' conflict with the Jewish authorities. The Sanhedrin met after this event and made plan to kill Jesus. Following his triumph entry into Jerusalem, Jesus predicted his suffering, death, and resurrection, and prepared his disciples to believe in the salvation that his death would accomplish. Using the metaphor of the grain of wheat, Jesus presented the idea that his dying would be beneficial. He also taught his disciples to follow his example of sacrifice and how they must serve one another by washing the feet of one another. No one likes to suffer. Pain is something we all want to avoid. There are many different kinds of suffering in our life. There is physical pain, which can afflict our body. There is psychological pain, which affects our emotional life. And there is a spiritual pain, which we can suffer in soul and spirit. To deal with physical pain, we turn to doctors. For emotional pain, we turn to therapists. And for the spiritual pain of our soul, we look to wise and godly person. Suffering and pain are not bad in themselves. They tell us that something is not right in our physical, emotional, or spiritual life. Furthermore, the way we deal with our suffering and pain says a great deal about our maturity as someone created by God. Many today want to avoid pain at all cost. Many are addicted to prescription painkillers. Many forget that suffering and pain are part of human condition. The second reading, letter to the Hebrews, has much to teach us. Somehow Jesus knew what suffering and death awaited him. He prayed to God for deliverance. If that were possible, he would suffer excruciating physical pain. Emotionally, he would experience the betrayal, the denial, and the desertion of his dearest disciple. Spiritually, he would even feel abandoned by God at some moment on the cross. Nevertheless, Hebrews also says that Jesus learned obedience from what he suffered. The root meaning of obedience is to hear and to listen. In his suffering, Jesus heard and listened to what the Father was asking of him. By not seeking escape, Jesus did the will of God, his Father. Thus, he became the source of life for all the rest of the children in God's creation. When we hear and listen to the words and the life of Jesus, we can become one with him. Being one with Jesus means incorporating all of his commandments into our own hearts and lives. Being one with Jesus means that we join our suffering and pain to his own on the cross. The behavioral scientist tells us that much goes on during the last days and hours of the natural dying process. There is much that takes place between God and ourselves. Dying is something we must face with hope because it is part of God's pathway for us. Perhaps it is a time for deep introspection, a time when we review our life, a time to realize our inherent sinfulness and to need for our forgiveness, a time to truly experience the love of God, the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God in our deepest selves.